If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
New Zealand sea lions are one of the rarest sea lion species in the world. They're only found here. With a population of around 12,000, their conservation status is listed as nationally vulnerable. Despite this, the fisheries minister has scrapped official limits on the number of sea lion deaths through commercial fishing nets. So what will this reduced protection, as it seems to be, mean for the species? Dr. Simon Childerhouse is a senior researcher at the Environmental Law Initiative and is with me now. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Jesse.
Were you surprised to hear this?
I was really surprised. The minister consulted on these kind of, or a revision to the limits last year, but never talked about actually revoking them. So it came as a big surprise.
I guess there's a tension in every industry between growing or harvesting enough of something without impacting the environment. And perhaps does this just suggest that he thinks the balance is a little too far in favour of conservation at the moment?
Yeah, I guess that's perhaps his interpretation, but the reality is that the bycatch limit for sea lions that we set was relatively high, but it was a sustainable level for the population. The fishing industry haven't really got close to that limit for quite a while, and so the Fisheries New Zealand themselves note that it's very unlikely that this limit's going to impact fisheries in the region at all, unless things change significantly. And I guess that's the real issue we need to think about.
Yeah, well, so that's an interesting point, isn't it? Maybe that suggests that there's no point in having a limit if we're nowhere near breaching it anyway.
Yeah, it's a kind of funny idea, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And in fact, the Fisheries New Zealand themselves note that it serves as an important backstop to help ensure that fishing doesn't have an adverse effect on the population in the future should circumstances change. So yeah, I guess you could argue you could take it away, but it's been a very effective tool in the past to limiting bycatch, and having it there as a backstop would provide high-quality protection for sea lions and really not impact fishing unless their bycatch rates increase.
Do fishers, do the people who are fishing, change their techniques and processes to try and stay within limits like these? I guess the question is, how effective are limits like these?
The introduction of them almost 20 years ago fundamentally changed the way the squid fishery worked. Basically, they got closed for 2 or 3 years in a row when they reached their bycatch limit of sea lions. And since that time, they've shown real positive willing to change the way they fish, and they've introduced things like sea lion exclusion devices, which means their bycatch levels have dropped considerably. But it was highly unlikely they would have done that without having this fishing-related mortality limit in place. So the risk is that now that's been removed, there's no more incentive on them really to maintain that kind of fishing, and they'll go back to potentially more efficient ways of fishing that have much more impact on the environment and sea lions.
What is the most generous interpretation of the ministry's decision to scrap these official limits?
Well, I mean, you'll have to talk to them really. I mean, I guess they're arguing that because the fishing industry aren't catching sea lions to the same degree that the limit is set at, it means that they don't need them. But that just seems silly. If they're not going to catch that many sea lions, there's no reason to leave them, to take them away. And in fact, the industry were the only ones advocating for the removal of these. All the other submissions on this suggested that they should be lower, or they should be using alternative methods for mitigating bycatch.
Do you know much about these exclusion devices that allow sea lions, or apparently allow sea lions, to escape from fishing processes?
Yeah, they've been used in the fishery for more than 20 years. They're essentially a big grid that kind of sits in the front of the fishing net. And what it does is it guides sea lions from getting caught in the cod end or the back part of the net and actually out through a hole in the roof of the net. Took them a long time to get those to work, but they do seem to be working pretty effectively at reducing bycatch, and now they're not catching as nearly as many sea lions as they used to. I believe my understanding is that they're still requiring those to be used in the fishery, which is appropriate, but just they've removed the limit, so now there's no limit on how many they can kill.
Can anything be done to appeal this decision, do you know?
I don't know. It's interesting. The minister didn't consult on this option and this decision. They consulted on quite a few other things. And so this kind of came a little bit out of the blue to us. I think there's some serious issues with the sustainability provisions of the Fisheries Act that perhaps need to be reviewed. And it'd be interesting to see whether the ministry has taken those steps to consider those.
Can you tell us a bit about New Zealand Sea Lions?
New Zealand sea lions are pretty extraordinary. They're only found in New Zealand. There's, as you said in your opening article, only about 12,000 of them. They were reduced to very low levels with only remnant populations in the subantarctic. But the positive story for them is their rebuilding numbers around the mainland, particularly places around Otago and Southland, Rakiura, Stewart Island. So they're still at a fraction of what they used to be. The population that's impacted by this fishery has been generally stable for the last decade or so, but at kind of a 40% lower level than they used to be. And the big concern really is the Department of Conservation's own monitoring has suggested that, you know, the production for the population has declined by nearly 24% over the last year. So it seems like a really odd time for the government to start removing protections on the species that we really have serious concerns about.
You did your PhD on sea lions. What aspect of them were you studying?
Oh, I was looking at age structure in the population, trying to look at reproductive and survival rates so we could kind of provide some essential information that feeds into kind of calculating these sustainable levels of bycatch. So it was a privilege to work on them. They're great animals.
Good stuff. And where's the best place to catch sight of them as a member of the public?
Otago Peninsula in Dunedin is a really easy place for people to access them, the Catlins as well. And if you're lucky enough to get to the subantarctic islands, then that's where the big colonies are with hundreds of thousands of animals in Auckland and Campbell Islands in particular.
You wouldn't want to get too close, eh?
No, they're pretty friendly. You'll see some good footage out of Otago, them chasing surfers out of the water. But generally speaking, they're pretty friendly. And actually, most of the time, they're really inquisitive. But Kiwis are just not used to having big animals approaching them.
Yeah.
So we don't react well normally.
Being down with the family in the Catlins on a beach and seeing one come out of the surf is one of the most amazing things I can remember.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're pretty amazing animals. We're lucky to have them. They used to range through the whole of New Zealand, and so we're likely to see recovery, you know, spreading up the South Island and potentially even into the North Island. But that's a long time away, I think. So, but something to hope for.
Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks, Jesse.
Dr. Simon Childerhouse, senior researcher at the Environmental Law Initiative, responding to news that the Fisheries Minister has scrapped official limits on the number of sea lion deaths through commercial fishing nets.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.